Rico from the motherfucking Rose. How you come up with that name, though, bro?
It's a crazy story behind my name.
I love crazy stories.
Yeah, I'm going to say how they go. So, originally, if you go back to my hood or you go, like, to Florida, and Broward, period, they used to call me Ghost. So, my rap name was Ghost Vibes. But I just felt like that wasn't original. Now, it sound original, but that name came from me wanting to be like somebody else. It was an older nigga in my hood. His name was Ghost. I thought he was cool as fuck. I was legit. You know how that shit be. So I called myself Ghost. And then Vibes, because my dog B's Alive, he had that second part of his name. I was like, nah, I want that too. So I changed it to Vibes. But it just wasn't, it just wasn't sticking for me. So, goddamn, I remember I dropped a mixtape called Rico from the Rose. And the way I came up with that, I had a song called Rico Suave. And basically, I'm the hood Rico. You know what I'm saying? I'm like the smoothest nigga out of the hood. So I said it on one verse. Goddamn, made a poll for IG. Motherfuckers fell in love with it. I just stuck with it ever since. I just felt like that was original and that really embodied who I am.
Bro, that is a bomb-ass origin story, dog. And what part of Florida you from, bro? Tell me again so I don't get it fucked up.
So I'm from Fort Lauderdale, but it ain't like how it is. Like other places, they got sets. We got cities and neighborhoods. So, in Fort Lauderdale, which is the city I'm from a hood called Merrill Manor.
Merrill Manor?
Uh-huh. It's Merrill's Park and it's Merrill's Manor. But nobody don't ever separate the two. We just say Merrill's.
Is that big-ass flea market still down there in Lauderdale?
Hell yeah.
Man, I love that fucking flea market, bro. Man, I went down there, bro. I was pissed off because I couldn't bring back as much shit as I wanted. You know what I'm saying? And this was back in the days when I was just living off of selling bootleg-ass designer bags. And that flea market had that motherfucking working, though.
Yeah, that you back in the day, you go to SWAT too, same shit. But man, there's so much shit down now. The city different, like the fleet. That's throwback, like other shit. Man,
what's changed about the city that you missed the most from when you was a jit?
Shit, like going to the places like the SWAT. When you like the SWAT shop, when I was a jit, man, I used to hate when my grandma wake me up early in the morning, but I had to go out there type shit. We see the motherfuckers selling fruits, clothing, all type of shit. Man, they had everything. That, I don't know if this happened out here, but we had this trend with the clear Air Forces, like the see-through Air Forces.
Yeah. I remember that trend. Thank God it's over.
Yeah. Man, that shit was at the SWAT shop, man. We used to fucking go out there. And, hit Sawgrass, hit the mall. Now that shit done got so sedated. Nigga don't even go out there no more.
Yeah. I feel like you gotta be a certain type of sick nigga to rock some clear forces and nigga can see your socks and shit.
See, that the thing though, in Broward, we was really on NBA socks heavy. Like, that was a thing. Nigga used to have all type of colors.
Like the fucking, like the tool sock with the NBA team logos on type shit.
Yeah, it had the NBA logo and them bitches two different colors. So you'll get them bitches and West Shores, you'll get like a black and yellow pair. It's split right down the middle. Nigga used to wear that shit with their shit.
Oh. Yeah, see, back in that era, bro, that shit was some clean shit. You know what I'm saying? Just like we're everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Doing like early 2000, everybody was rocking the baggy-ass jeans.
Big-ass clothes,
Niggas was wearing a size 36, going to the mall, picking up a 44.
Yup.
Wearing a medium, picking up a 5X t-shirt. That shit looked like a dress and shit.
What the fuck were you thinking about?
Bro, I'm so glad the early... I ain't gonna lie, the main thing I miss about the early 2000s, though, Reek, is the music.
Yeah. Because, at that time, though, that was like Wayne was like Carter 1, Carter 2 Wayne. Like, when that boy still was like that street shit, you feel me? That's what I came up on. Like,
right.
We came up on that type of shit. Like, shit, my mama used to bump Scarface, too. Like, I really came up on shit like that. That was the thing. Jeezy was just getting high. Yo, bro. That's when that shit was like, you can feel that shit more. That before them boys started admitting they crackheads, because you know the rappers nowadays, junkies.
I mean, they've been junkies. Now it's just more glorified.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They try to make it seem more cool now. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I'm a little older than you. So back in the 90s, the only niggas that admitted to snort and blow was 3-6. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas was doing blow, but they weren't rapping about that shit. That was unheard of. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas ain't want to show that part of themselves that they had that type of habit. 3-6 ain't give a fuck. They was making hit. They literally had a song called "I'm Smoked Out, Snorted Out, Drunk and Then on Blow." And that shit was jamming than a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? What album sticks out to you the most from your teenage years? How old are you?
I'm 27.
So from your teenage years, what album just sticks out to you just off the top without you even have to think that hard?
Man, for me, it's several. Because it's like, you go to different phases. So for me, definitely Carter 1. Mm. Then Carter 3.
Okay.
Then it was the TM 101.
Okay.
And then as I got like closer to before my 20s, I was on that Rich Gang heavy.
Okay, okay.
Man, that shit, that Rich Gang shit was hard, bro.
That Rich Gang shit had kind of took the country by storm too, because the main single was that Lil Lifestyle. Then they dropped that fucking mixtape that had that I'ma put a little eat on that pussy and do
what?
Hey,
that shit used to be so gas, I swear to God. Man, them boys I was so disappointed as a fan when them boys fell out. And then it seemed like Rich Homie, he just wasn't the same after that. Man, that shit was crazy, man.
Rich Homie said, I guess, he said he had to take a break, something like that, because, you know what I'm saying, he had picked up like a bad habit. So I guess he had to just go refocus. Because I remember seeing an interview, bro, like he had to go to rehab and everything. If I'm not mistaken. Don't quote me on that, but I think, like, that was the situation. Mm. And that can happen, like, when you living fast, and, bro, you can get caught up in this shit so fast, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you not focused, then you're a young nigga playing with a big boy chick, you know what I mean? What's something you feel like will always keep you grounded no matter what level you reach in your life?
I don't even mean to sound cliche, bro. But I came from shit, like, feel me? Like, sharing bedrooms, sharing clothes, hand-me-downs, sleeping on the floor. Like, I could always go back to that.
Right.
Like, I ain't have shit. Like, we ain't no credit, none of that shit. You know, bitch, I was raised by a single woman type shit. So, like, any day a nigga can hit rock bottom. So, this shit, to just be in a position to take care of yourself is a privilege. And you gotta appreciate that. Fuck the glitz and glamour, cause when that shit went up, I was just a humble nigga who hungry.
Right.
So I just gotta remember that. I don't wanna go back to that. But you could throw all that shit away. Bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I see it.
You feel like you focus, like, right now at this point in Rico's life?
In Rico's life, yeah. Yeah. I had to go back to Florida to lock in. I came back up here. I had to lock in. Everything, nothing personal with me. I'm just thinking about the future. Because I always say this shit. And I tell this to every young nigga who got a dream, who got a vision. The shit bigger than you. The shit you could give to the world is more important than what you think you're doing for yourself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to have people say to me, besides the turn up music that I make, but to have somebody say, man, your song helped me get through the day, or just hearing you saying something motivational that helped me get through the day, that's more important. Like, if you touch one person, you change the world.
Hey, that real shit. Hey, bro, you got like mad wisdom to be such a young age, you know what I'm saying?
I had to grow up fast.
Because I be around a lot of young dudes, because I'm like, bro, I'm almost 40 years old. People don't be believing that shit. But I like to keep that young nigga energy around me, so I won't feel so far removed to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you never want to get to an age where you feel like, man, I don't need to be around these young niggas. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I can learn something from you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, mostly everybody on the label, like, in the same age range.
Right.
So I can learn something from you. I can learn something from Jizzle. I can learn something from Yellow Boy. I can learn something from China Monet. You know what I'm saying? I can learn something from Essence Nicole. I can name the whole fucking roster. I can learn something from all of y'all, bro. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I fuck with y'all so heavy, because to be so young, all of y'all got a head on y'all shoulder, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Y'all don't be on no bullshit. Y'all focus on the mission. You know what I'm saying? As of right now, what would you say is the most important mission in your life?
My most important mission in my life, and I always stand on this, is just to make everybody comfortable with being themselves. That's all. Like, I always tell a motherfucker, just do you. Be you. It's the easiest thing to do, I swear to God. Like, you know, oftentimes the perception that people try to create from public opinion is what make us do this fried shit or that make us crash out. But me, man, I'm a nigga from the hood, bro. But I like anime. You see, I'm tatted up, my shit.
Right, right.
My shit anime. But you think because I like anime, I'll fuck you up if you play with me like I'm some pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Just be yourself. Do the things you love, and all that shit is going to come back. I always tell everybody that when I make street songs, love music, just something that you can feel, that's just me being myself. And I try to put that on everybody, because then, you know, people won't do things that's detrimental to themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So that's my main thing, just pushing that agenda to be yourself.
Give me a song that you wrote recently that you feel like it means something to your heart. Not even necessarily you feel like it's a hit. It ain't even, it should be a straight B-side. Give me a song right now that if you just wrote or just recorded it, give me one that means the most to you right now.
Is when you say that, it's so many for me to choose from, because I actually write my music from emotion. So I can give you countless examples, but the one that stood out to me when you said that is a video I dropped Valentine's Day. It's called Made Away. I literally wrote that shit, and it, you know, shout out to my baby mama. She one of my best inspirations, but you know, that motherfucker hurt me something different. And in that moment she hurt me something different, I wrote that song right though.
Right.
You know, sometimes I get so emotional when I write my music. Sometimes I might drop a tear, cause that's just how much I put my soul into that shit. A nigga told me when you die, bro, he say the beautiful part about your music, when you die, you leave your soul there, because we can feel that. You know what I'm saying? I know I got the shit that make you turn up and nod your head, but that shit that you can feel, like, that resonate with you, it don't matter what part of your life you in, you done went through what I done spit. You know what I'm saying? Somebody done hurt you. Somebody right. done crossed you. So that song's called Made Away. Like, I'm going to be 40, 50 years old. I'm going to go back and listen to it, and I'm going to be able to reflect at that moment in my life. I'm like, damn, that's where I was at. That's what I was feeling.
What she did to you to hurt you?
It was, you know, sometimes you just, people outgrow each other. And, you know, the thing is, when somebody outgrow you, sometimes you not ready.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the part about outgrowing each other. Like, you know, your circle became too big for my square. I can't fit it in there no more. Them shapes don't even go together. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But when it becomes too big, it's apparent.
Okay.
And you're not ready to change form or to leave that space, because that's what you're used to. You know, and it was just time for us. Like I said, that's my nigga. I love my baby mama. I love both of them. But at this time, it was a realization, like, hey, this what we thought we had, it ain't there no more. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So, and sometimes it's hard to accept that, but that song about, you know, making a way is moving on, getting stronger. You know what I'm saying? That's what right. that song about.
Healing.
Healing, right.
How, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hard is it for you to heal from those traumatic emotional experiences? Because that's how heartbreak really is. It's a traumatic emotional experience. And we handle healing in different ways. You know what I'm saying? Some people use drugs, alcohol, sex, gambling, you know, hiding behind these things that we think are going to heal us, but really are hindering us from our greatness. You know what I'm saying? So how hard is it for Rico from the Rose to heal?
For Rico from the Rose to heal, I ain't gonna lie. For me, I'm gonna put it out of one because I'm gonna say this. My whole life, I just grew up in traumatic shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And one thing my mama always told me, this is the realest shit. My mama a gangster now. I'm gonna tell y'all some real shit. She always say this here. Ain't nobody gonna give a fuck about how you feeling. Nobody's going to care. You gotta keep pushing forward. And I took that, and I've been taking that with me since I was a kid. I don't try to figure it out. I don't try to, you know, use this vice to get over it. I just live.
Right.
I just go. Like, I'm a hurt regardless. But I know tomorrow I might not be. Tomorrow I might be in a great mood. We might go pop some bottles and look at some more beautiful women. But then when I'm driving home in my car alone, shit, I might feel it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But guess what? I could either let that moment make me say fuck it, or I can wake up and take a swing at this bitch again. Mm. And that's how I deal with it. Because I'm going to feel what I'm going to feel regardless. Some days you happy, some days you sad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to happen regardless.
Is your mom and dad still together?
Nah. That's a crazy situation. You got to listen to my music to know about that. Like, I don't even know, you know, just know that I'm a miracle, baby. I ain't even supposed to be here. I'm a product of something that wasn't supposed to happen. And that's what I feel like made me special.
Right.
They weren't supposed to be together. Like, I'll be picking up what I'm putting out here, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm picking it all the way up, my boy.
I ain't supposed to be here.
I didn't want to get this deep so early in the interview, but it found us.
That's how it is.
I'm glad we here, you know what I mean? Because not only does it allow the audience to get to know, hey, all of us getting to know you, you know what I'm saying? Because when we first met, bro, we was kicking shit off the top.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And like, I don't read people by their actions or how they look. I read their soul, my nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you had a good spirit, my boy. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you the type of guy, you would give the shirt off your back to a person.
Yeah. And they're going to keep you warm.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? How important is giving back to you?
That's what it's all about. Like, I love rapping. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love rapping. I'm very talented and artistic in what I do. I love those things. But for me, the only thing I'm thinking about my kids. I'm thinking about my mama. I'm thinking about my friends. Like, I have a talent. I have several talents that most people can't do at one time. So I feel like, damn, I got to use it so I can be able to give back to people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If I get in the position where I'm getting that bag, guess what? I can say, mama, hey, quit your job. You ain't got to work no more. Hey, homie, I'm going to throw a couple in you or whatever. Go ahead and start your business up. Like, that's what I'm thinking about. That's the most important thing because guess what? Ain't nobody ever give me shit. So I know how it is to be that nigga grinding.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if I had somebody to help me, my life probably would have been different. So I want to put myself in a position to where my kids ain't got to go through that or the people I fought with ain't got to go through that. That's the biggest thing. It's bigger than me. That's the thing with you talk to Rico, it's bigger than me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm just the vessel.
When it comes to investing in yourself, where do you stand on that? Like, even though you own a label, some people don't realize once you get on the label, that's when the real work starts. It's not time to chill. And a lot of times, we still need to invest in our craft because we need to show the people that signed us that, okay, I'm for real about me. So let me show you why you need to be for real about me. I'm finna go spend $10,000 on myself, on my videos, you probably ain't got to spend money on studio time because y'all got in-house studio. But you might want to go spend $10,000 on your video or your own marketing. You know what I'm saying? So what do you stand on investing in yourself, or do you feel like, I'm just going to leave it out in the label hands?
So before I even answer that, I had to invest in myself to get in this position.
Right.
So that just show you, Like, for me, anybody that's listening to this shit right now, like, whenever they listen to it, first of all, if you're not willing to go broke behind this shit, like, if you ain't really, if you don't believe in yourself, you know what I'm saying? If you can't bank on yourself, then you shouldn't be doing anything. I don't give a fuck what it is. If you're trying to run a business, be a rapper, be a stripper, whatever it, be a dope boy, if you ain't willing to say, hey, I'm finna put all this bread on me and I know I'm gonna make that shit shake, then you shouldn't even do it. Because you can't make nobody else want to put their bread behind you if you half-assing or you don't believe it. And that's the most important thing, because you can always subject yourself to following this person or working for this motherfucker all your life. But guess what? They already invested in their company. They just having you run it. They having you manage it. They making so much money, they just need somebody to take care of it. And that's all you doing. You're a pawn. But why you can't take that same work ethic and put it in yourself? Because you don't, what you don't think you're going to see the return, and then you don't believe in yourself. You know what I'm saying? So that's the top priority for anybody trying to get some money. Like, you got to be willing to crap out instead of gamble.
Yeah, you right. And we living in a society, bro, where niggas want to just depend on somebody else to do everything for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, without bringing any value, without bringing any work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? See, I'm going to tell you how I knew your work ethic was astounding, bro. When I walked through the hallway a few minutes ago, you had that fucking pad on deck. You know what I mean?
You know what's crazy? I was drawing.
You was drawing?
I write on my phone.
Okay.
Man, I do art.
What the fuck you drawing? Like some anime type shit?
If I had my bag, I would show you. Man, I draw. I'm talented, bro. I can dance. I can hoop.
Where your bag at?
I got it. It's out there.
You can't see nobody go get it. Just you don't feel like grabbing the bag.
It's right there at the front. Yeah, I got a notebook, man.
Hey, my nigga Jess in this bitch, man. You shout know what I mean?
Shout out to my motherfucking manager, man. And my motherfucking nigga right there, man. Yeah.
How do you feel about, you know, when it comes to management? Do you have a strong relationship with your manager, or you just talk to him when it's time to book a show?
See, me though, this just the type of nigga I am though. Like, I connect with people. So me and bro, we talk about business, but we talk about regular shit too. Like,
right.
I like when we had a show together, I brought my nigga out, man. I say, my nigga, what you want to drink? I say, you know what? Fuck that. We over there having and mind you, I'm supposed to perform.
Jess? You want a shot, bro? Come pull up, bro. Come pull up, man.
I bought my nigga a drink. I said, man, what you want to drink? I don't even worry about it. You know what I'm saying? And then some hoes came over. I say, they come over there to me. I say, nah, I'm good. Go fuck with my dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go dance with him. And that's just how I am, because like, shit, we in the business of making money together. I'm not your slave and you're not my master. Like, we partners. So, you know, let's have fun together. That's just how I am. I can't fuck. That's the whole reason I even fuck with Ugly Money. I just can't fuck with niggas because it's about business. Like, I got this relationship. That's,
right.
That's what this game about is, relationships. I got to fuck with a nigga. You know what I'm
saying? Right,
that's
right,
how
right.
I rock.
When it comes to the ladies, would you consider yourself a savage or a certified lover boy?
I'm in between.
Explain. Expound, please.
Let me tell you what I mean. So,
you know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure your female fans want to get an idea, too. You know what I mean?
So I always tell ladies this. So first of all, this will make me a certified lover boy. I'm going to tell you what made me a certified lover boy, made me a savage. What made me a certified lover boy, any bitch that fuck with Rico, first of all, they got to understand this shit is an experience. Like, it just ain't no regular shit. When you fuck with a nigga like me, but I'm finna teach you how to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm finna put you on game. You know, when you doing a little dumb shit, I'm finna put you on beat. I'm finna get you right. So it's a whole experience. The knowledge that I'm going to drop on you, you're going to take with you. You're going to value yourself. That's just a lover boy in me. But how I'm a savage is, you got to know, bitch, this just ain't for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody get like this. You know you do a bitch right, when a hoe ask you this. Now, this go for any nigga. Look, if a hoe don't ask you this shit, bro, then you just need to step your pimpin' up. If you don't fuck with a bitch and after, she'll be like, nah, you do everybody like this? That's how you know you did your shit.
Hey, you right as fuck, bro. Cause every woman I damn near met and asked me that shit. I never thought about that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Cause they want to feel like they the only one.
Yeah. Cause they come in the crib and it's always, oh, I know you had all your hoes here. Bitch, yes. What the fuck?
You want them? Goddamn.
Hey, but I ain't gonna hold you though, bro. Like, I don't mind sending my ass down for the right woman, though. You know what I'm saying? Hey, bro, that's some hard ass shit. Yeah, that's fucking Medusa.
Yeah, somebody wanted it for their tattoo. I started drawing my lid on here like a realistic portrait of her, but I got to flip through this bitch and find it.
Man,
I really do this shit, man. I grew up artistic kid. Man.
Did you go to like art school or some shit, or this just natural?
I just took it in high school.
Oh, hold up, go back.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's like the hardest fucking Peter Parker and Goku drawings I ever seen. Hold on, let me show this shit to y'all. If y'all listening to this shit, y'all ain't gonna be able to see it. But if you're on YouTube, check this shit out, fam. Man, this nigga talented than a motherfucker, man. Hey, man.
Tired.
Is art something you feel like can be your fallback? You know what I'm saying? Like, God forbid if music doesn't work out for you or if somehow you lose your love for this shit?
Honestly, like, art for me is therapy. Just like music. And the thing is, bro, regardless if that shit made me $100 million or it made me 100 pennies, I'm going to do it. Cause right. I love doing it. You know what I'm saying? It's the same shit with music. I write music. I always say my music is for my release, your enjoyment. Like, whatever song I write, that was just for me to release my emotion. Right. I just enjoy it. I don't give a fuck if I don't ever blow up. Guess what? I love making music. Right. You know what I'm saying? And I don't give a fuck if I never sell $1 million painting. Guess what? I love art. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. That's always gonna be me. I don't never do it for the gratification or for the shit, the accolades that come with it. This is really me. Like when the cameras go off, when y'all everybody around here doing their shit, I'm sitting down there by myself drawing. This what I like to do. This ain't no gimmick. This real life shit. This how I live.
You fuck around at Art Basel down there. That shit in Miami, right?
I done been to it. Yeah, it's in Miami. It's in I think Wynwood.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I never been there, but you know what I'm saying? I Googled that shit. I heard somebody talking about it. And I was like, man, this shit seemed like a vibe. You know what I mean? Because I'm very into art. You know what I'm saying? And just the different expressions and emotions that get released from a piece of art. You know what I'm saying? And it really makes you just think deeper than on the surface. Mm-hmm. You agree?
Yeah. Art is about expression, but at the same time, that's from an artist standpoint. From the consumer, it's about perspective. We could throw paint on the wall right now, and I'm going to just see it as splatter, but you might see the constellation in that bitch.
Right,
you
know what I'm saying?
That's the beauty of art.
What would you say is your perspective of yourself versus other people's perspective of you?
The perception of myself is like I got many hats.
Right.
can go in any room and fit in with anybody. Like, but people's perception of me, it just depends on where I at. Or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because like my appearance, you're gonna think that I'm into this type of shit. Like I perform. Look, and before Soulja Boy say he did that shit, I'm the first nigga to perform at a con. Like I went to a cosplay convention. I look like the hoodest nigga though, but I'm a big nerd like these other motherfuckers.
Like Dragon Con type shit?
Yes.
Okay.
And I got these white people who never heard my song a day in their life. They is chanting my shit.
Was that the other day? I saw the video.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's just how I am. I fit in with everybody, bro. I got friends from all, I got street niggas, that's my homeboys, and I got regular people that work regular 9-to-5s, and I got nerdy motherfucking friends.
Right.
That's just me.
Okay. That's hard, man. So for the most part, you can damn near move in any room.
I can be anywhere.
Where did you get that sense of confidence from? Cause you're very confident, bro. And that's very important. Not just in this game, but nigga, in fucking life. Like, what gave you that confidence to feel like, man, I can do this shit?
So, and this is the important, this go back to what I said earlier. Learning how to be yourself. But because my problem was, because I wear so many different hats, because I fit in with so many different people, I didn't know what my identity was. Like, because I grew up in the hood and I got homies that's really in the street shit, I ain't know whether to get into that or, you know, I got positive influences that do positive shit. I ain't know whether to do it. And when I started realizing, like, I'm not trying to fit in with people, they trying to fit in with me. Getting used to, like, being myself and being comfortable within myself. It ain't even confidence. It's just being secure in who I am. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when you not comfortable being yourself, you're going to look for validation. So, me, I don't look for validation. It's either you're going to fuck with me or you're not going to fuck with me. And that's just that. But I'm going to be me. I'm not going to try to change who I am to fit your description. You know what I'm saying? That's just me.
You feel like you truly know yourself? Like, honestly?
Honestly, bro, I feel like I'm unpredictable. Because if it's a chance, then it's a possibility. So if it's a chance that I could do anything, then it's possible. Even if I tell myself I'm not doing it, it's always a possibility.
Right.
So only thing is, I get to know myself every day. The more I become comfortable with myself and spend more time with myself and accept, like, this is just who I am or this is just the way I see shit, then that's how, you know, I begin to know myself. You're going to grow with yourself all your life because you change your entire life.
Right.
You ain't going to be the same nigga. So you can't say you know yourself because the 5-year-old me ain't the same as the 27-year-old me. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't going to say I know myself.
What's your ultimate goal in this rap shit, bro? Because everybody got different goals. What's your ultimate goal?
As a rapper, right. I want to be one of the greatest of. Like, I want niggas to have barbershop debates about me. Whether a motherfucker got to be like, nah, you ain't hear his other shit. He can actually rap or whatever, whatever. And then as a businessman, I just want to be comfortable. I want to leave a legacy for my children and their children to follow up on and have forever.
Hey, right, that's dope, bro. Because to be that age, my boy, and have your goals set at a high standard like that already, dog, that goes to show me that your level of thinking isn't on the normal terms. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I respect the hell out there, bro. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck do you do just for fun, my boy, when you not trying to create and just come up and get to these motherfucking M's, man? Because you know you're going to be a millionaire, right? You already a millionaire. You know that, right?
Uh-huh.
You believe that?
Rich in spirit, yep.
Mm-hmm. Nah, nigga, you got them M's in the bank, nigga.
Yeah.
Claim that shit.
Yeah, I got it.
Hey.
I'm up.
So what the fuck you like to do for fun, bro?
Honestly, bro, I'm a simple guy, dog. Like, I like to take my kids out. I like to take my lady out. Have a good time.
Right.
Like, I'm the type of nigga, bro, I'm doing this music shit right now, nothing get my attention. But when I'm on me time, I'm going to take my lady out something. We're going to get a day drink. We're going to try a new spot, and nothing else get my attention. I'm going to take my kids to the park. I'm going to take them to try some shit. Nothing else get my attention. Or I'm going to go home, play the video game, and guess what? Nothing else get my attention. That's just how I am.
Okay. Okay. Before we close this motherfucker out, man, I got a segment that I like to do on the show.
Yeah.
Called the You Got Me Fucked Up Awards. Basically, you get an award to a person or a situation you feel like has you fucked up.
Oh, man, I don't even know, bro.
Nigga, you got one in the clip. I know you got one. Stop bullshitting. I know you got one, nigga.
Okay, I ain't going to put nobody lame out there. I got to keep the business clean. But
right.
Man, before I got to this level, coming up, doing these little pay-to-play shows was competitions. Motherfucker, if I got a motherfucker singing my song, I got the DJ running my shit back. I got everybody in this bitch lit up with their cameras. Ain't no, you got me fucked up if you think a nigga beat me and he ain't do the same shit.
Right.
So, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, say nobody names, but they got me fucked up.
And the award goes to y'all nigga, man.
Yeah, janky ass promoters.
Nigga, y'all got my nigga Rico fucked up, man.
Tied.
Is there anything that you want to... We got pretty deep in this motherfucker today.
Yeah.
Like, I got to know you as a man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And, like, and I fuck with everybody on the fucking roster, dog. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm very big on building relationships, too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I don't just fuck with y'all because what y'all doing. I fuck with y'all because of who y'all are.
Yeah.
As people. Mm-hmm. Not even as rappers / entertainers and shit. Mm-hmm. But I fuck with y'all as people, bro. You know what I'm saying? And that way it drew me in to the camp. You know what I'm saying? So, what do you feel like is a perception you would like to clear up right now that people always try to throw over your head and label you as that?
I am not a street nigga. I'm a hood nigga. There is a difference. People get this shit misconcepted all the time, bro. Yeah, I may have sold a little something. Yeah, I tried my hand, I fraud, but I don't live that lifestyle. The difference between a street nigga and a hood nigga, bro, what you call them athletes that grew up in the hood that just decided to use their talents to get out? They not hood because they got millions?
Right.
I grew up in the hood. I'm around niggas that's like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The difference is, bro, I got the savvy of them, but I just chose to do a different career path. That's all. Let's clear that up. So don't thank Rico from the road. Because niggas hear my song Woolly and be like, yeah, cuz you got jiggers. Oh, damn, cuz I got these jiggers. Nah, nigga.
Nah, fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
And that Woolly hard as fuck.
Appreciate you.
That Woolly hard, then a motherfucker, boy.
Yeah, and I will protect myself by all means. Like, yeah, I ain't got no beef where I got to go spin on a nigga, but you ain't finna, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna handle my business if I got to, you know what I'm saying?
Why the fuck nigga think they gotta be a street nigga just cause they rap? They think that shit is synonymous with each other.
It's a perception, and that comes from not being comfortable with yourself. I ain't got to be nothing to nobody. Like I say, I'm gonna die for what I love, yeah. And I'm going to stand on my issue. If I'm a man first. So I ain't got to be the biggest gangster. But I guarantee you, I ain't finna let you take nothing from me. You ain't finna punk me.
Right,
you
know what right.
I'm going to go out. I'm going to let this bitch go before anything else.
You like to read, bro?
I do. I'm reading 48 Laws of Power right now. I'm kind of late, but y'all I'm reading.
What chapter you on?
I think 13.
I can't remember.
I don't know the laws off the top of my head. You know, I just know how to apply the principles, but I don't remember the you know, each name of them. Mm-hmm.
Is it a time in your life where you use your intelligence for the wrong shit?
When I get them bitches, that's the savage mode.
Yeah.
Like, they don't be thinking a nigga like me would be like, man, I go to talking proper, you know,
yeah.
Put them words on them, make them think. That's how I be getting my business, man. I'm a wordsmith, man. I'm a, you know what I'm saying?
And women appreciate a man with intelligence, you know what I'm saying? Versus a guy just coming with a whole bunch of slang. And I don't know everything about women, but I know a little something. I know women appreciate a man they can learn something from.
They can learn something. And when you articulate yourself, because being articulate is a form of expression. And a problem with women and the disconnect with men is men don't know how to express themselves. I'm so fluent with that.
Right.
That's, you know what I'm saying? I know how to express myself vividly. And I don't have to speak like I'm talking to one of my homeboys.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's cool, man. So you probably be on your Valentine's Day shit on the low.
Man, you know.
Chocolates and teddy bears and shit.
Rose petal to the bed, candles lit, yeah.
I'm trying
to serenade you. You got to stimulate, you know, hey, I'm finna get all young niggas free game. You want to make a bitch, you know, you want to make a peak or oil. You got to, it's the stimulation. It ain't the stroke. You got to stimulate their mind first. And that comes with gestures. Then it's the action. I'm telling you right now. Don't tell ain't never take nothing. You knew better, you do better.
Man, let me find out you finna write a fucking sex book, you freaky motherfucker.
Hey, this, hey, that pull out game whack, man. You better add Rico.
Oh, man. Goddamn Rico and motherfucking Rico.
Time.
Hey, bro, we gonna come out with a goddamn movie. It gonna be like some Dumb and Dumber type shit. Yeah. It gonna be called Rico and Rico. That shit gotta be straight funny as fuck, though. It can't be like on no serious hood shit. Because nigga, look at her. They gonna swear we gonna come with some hood shit. But that shit gotta be like the black version of Step Brothers, nigga.
Yo. Well, yeah.
Oh man, yeah, I'm finna go write this. I'm finna go write a fucking treatment for this shit, dog.
Hey, fucking movie, man.
Oh man, good. I feel like a good 15 page of goddamn get the job done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
15 pages just to do a little short. You know what I'm saying? Just go on a little motherfucker film festival tour. You know what I'm saying? Make the motherfucker wanna open up the budget, you know what I'm saying, do a full feature.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
A little short.
Because you a right motherfucker. Man.
Man. You know something.
Boy, you my motherfucking twin, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, man, yeah. I appreciate you just sitting down and being open with, you know what I'm saying, my audience, bro, and the Ugly Money audience, man. And big salute, man, to Ugly Money Nietzsche, man, for having us in the building, man. You know what I mean? And, man, I fuck with cuz like he my motherfucking first cousin. You know what I'm saying? That's why I call him cuz. Yeah. I don't be like, hey, homie. I be like, hey, cuz. Cuz that's my motherfucking cuz. Goddamn Blue Marley, the motherfucking coat, nigga. That's my motherfucking cuz. You ain't gonna tell me them niggas ain't my cousin. And motherfucking Rico from the road, guess what? You my motherfucking cousin, dog.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey. Chat Runners, the biggest podcast in the world. We about to end this shit right now. But always remember, when you do what you do, do it like you're doing it for TV. And we gone. Your bitch, yee.
Tired.